For years, gun crime in Palestinian-Israeli communities has been at crisis levels. Last year, 96 people were killed in shootings, the highest figure in recent memory. With 2 months still remaining of this year, that toll has already been exceeded. Munna Khalil says her son was lured to a meeting and shot dead by a member of a family involved in a dispute with one of their relatives. Khalil grew up a passionate horse rider. His mother says he was never involved in gangs. Her grief now compounded by a police investigation that resulted in just one charge for possession of weapons.
For over a year, I've been saying I know the man who murdered my son. He was one of the three men who set a trap and killed him.
This month, Israel's prime minister set out further plans to tackle a crisis that had reached what he called a monstrous magnitude. He wants the army and the domestic spy agency, the Shin Bet, to play a greater role, at least in stopping the supply of illegal weapons. The new Shin Bet chief called it a national mission. But in Palestinian-Israeli towns, people point to inequalities in education, opportunity and housing, providing a breeding ground for criminality, a situation worsened by hands-off policing. But communities like this have heard big government promises before. There is skepticism whether the words will be followed by actions, and even more so, whether these are the right kind of actions to tackle the problem. Arab rights campaigner Mohammed Zidane says the police already have the capability to break up well-known criminal gangs. It's a question of deciding whether to do it.
It's political will. I think Israel has the knowledge, they have the resources, they have the equipment, they have the technology, they have the manpower, and they are able. What they lack is a political will.
Police often complain that Palestinian Israelis are reluctant to cooperate with investigators. After Saad Jabali was shot and killed in his family's shop in 2018, this video evidence and witness accounts did result in conviction and jail for his killer. But his mother, Watfa, says earlier attacks on the family weren't investigated. Now she campaigns for greater police intervention.
We hear promises from the government, but how can we parents believe it if we don't see it being implemented on the ground and for justice to be achieved?
She wants her granddaughter, Saad's daughter, to grow up in a community where criminals are jailed, cycles of retribution are ended, and entire towns are no longer dominated by the sound of gunfire. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera, Taipei, Israel.